Well, hello, guys. Now, I'm going to attempt something that's, well, a bit iffy. I'm going to try and describe sort of femon nature in general, at least the way I see it. Now, I've been involved in quite a lot of femon relationships. Don't mean to toot my own horn. Beep, beep. And there was femons in the UK, femons in Canada, one in America, and probably hundreds in Thailand. As you know, I lived in Thailand for over 10 years. Oh, now, of course, it doesn't make me an expert at all. But I did get a gist of the femon nature, and I'm going to try and share that with you. And I'm going to use the Thai bar lady as an example. You see, when I got to Thailand at first, it was like being in a candy store. And I was kind of like your typical male tourist there, and did the male tourist thing. But after that kind of wore off and I was still there, I kind of started studying what was going on there. And it's true, there are some femons that work the bar that have to, but a lot of them don't have to. They could actually work in a factory in the town they live, or work the land. The trouble is, the money's not very good, and the hours are very long. So most femons that worked the bars where I was anyway, worked it because they wanted to. But it's funny how these femons were so well suited for the bars. They didn't have to go to a training school or anything for whatever to learn. They already knew. They had to pretend they cared or even loved these Falang, all of them, and make it believable. Some of them may have had 10 to 15 Falang on the go at the same time. And they were getting money sent back to them from lots of Falang, who thought she was back at home, maybe working the farm. And it amazed me how easy they could lie and deceive and be so damn good at it. They never screwed up and got two Falang there at the same time. And you know, I thought to myself, you can't sort of teach that sort of thing. It must be something that comes natural. There was a lot of Thai femons that worked the bar that actually had Thai boyfriends. And some of these boyfriends would ferry them back to the hotels and pick them up as well. The Thai man was effectively living off his girlfriend. And of course there was some Falang who knew the femons were deceiving them. But they didn't care too much, because they got what they wanted, and it didn't cost too much. But unfortunately there's a lot of Falang who actually fell in love with these bar girls, and actually believed them. And I'm just thinking that that type of sort of deceit, lies, and to be able to manipulate somebody is all femon natural traits. And this is something that all femons have. So we see, in my mind, the European and Western femons aren't very much different from the Thai femons at the bar. But of course, Thai femons look a lot better. They're all liars and deceivers and manipulators. The difference is the Thai femons are a hell of a lot of fun to be with, actually, even though you know they're lying through their teeth. Lots of people think that the Thai femons are all the same everywhere, but they're not. Normal Thai femons live a very respectful life, usually. And if you happen to find a normal Thai femon, not a bar lady, and have a relationship with them, that femon will respect the relationship as much as you do. But femons are femons everywhere, and they can adapt. Do most femons lie and deceive because males are so damn gullible? Or is it part of their nature? Femon's moral meter can be moved all over the place because they can convince themselves it's for the better. But there is one constant in my mind that I've had, even though I've been with the bar ladies and a normal Thai femons. I never trusted any one of them, 100%. Because to me, femon nature is constant, no matter what country you go to. As I said before, femons lie to males because maybe males are so damn gullible. So why do femons lie to each other too? So guys, do your thing, but keep yourself protected. Because as soon as you trust, you've lost. I mean, if you want loyalty and trust, get a dog. Because I don't see femons' nature ever changing. Take it easy.